Because no other way is going to work. Jesus made that clear. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so, my brothers and sisters, pass it on. Tell somebody that it is our responsibility as a believer to both be hearers and doers of the word of God. Pass it on. That God is not looking for folk who want to show up and don't want to grow up. Pass it on. That God is seeking true worshipers. He's tired of folk just being phony and coming to church and not having a spirit of love and a spirit of joy and a spirit of peace and a spirit of God, so that God can use them in the worship. Somebody's watching you. The question is, what are they seeing? Do they see Jesus in you? Do they see joy in you? Do they see the things that God would have you to show them? So, my brothers and sisters, it's important, as I close this message today, that we learn that once we get it, we've got to pass it on. All right. Nothing the Lord has given to us is for us to keep, as it relates to his word, to his law. It is for us to pass it on. But what does that do? That encourages your brother. That strengthens your brother. That helps your brother. That shows your brother the way. When you pass it on, you help somebody else to become what God wants them to become. And my brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. Even on this day we celebrate as Father's Day, fathers had in the Old Testament a great responsibility to lead the family, to give the instructions he received from the priest to his family. In other words, when he received the instructions from the man of God and he went home, he was the priest of his house. And it was his responsibility to share with his wife and children what thus saith the Lord. And it was his responsibility to make sure that everything and everybody in his house lined up with the word of God. That's why Joshua said in 24:15, as for me and my house, we, can I say we? We means my children don't stay in bed while I go to Sunday school and church. We means that when I go to Bible study, everybody go to Bible study. We means that when I have devotion in the morning, everybody get up and have devotion in the morning. Y'all not talking to me, you kind. It bothers me when parents give their children and teenagers a choice to go to church. Thank God for my mother. My mother's sitting here. My mother didn't let us choose whether. I told her many Sundays, I don't feel like going. She said, well, baby, when you get there, you're going to feel better.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B, Dell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Young man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. This is Yours in Christ, Rev. Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. This may be your first time listening in, but I'm here to ask you today again, friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Whether it's a situation on that job, whether a problem in that home, you that have that court case that's pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness, whether it's natural or unnatural, you that are dealing against evildoers around you, and you're saying to yourself, there has to be a better way. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. I'll be here in the prayer office throughout the day asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Now, my friends, many of you already know that we deal with different herbal remedies. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, my friends, it's one thing to take a pain pill. It's another thing to turn it around to where there is no pain and your body rebuilds itself. Whether you have a problem with diabetes, whether you have a situation with your nature that's on vacation, whether you have a problem growing high on the top of your head, or we'll send you a jojoba for you to work that out with also. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, for those of you that do have problems in your body, whether it's arthritis or gout, rheumatism, anything that's giving you trouble, my friend, back in the days, there used to be someone back in the days of old that can always go off into the woods with a croak or sack across their back. Come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so that the next day they're back into the field without that pain. Oh, my God. Many of you know how it is, especially if we've gotten older, 80 and 70 and 90 years old here. We've been through those times when we had to use sulfur for different things on our body. But in the meantime, friends, if you're in trouble, if you have situations that's overbearing, if you right now have trouble around you and you want to turn it around, you write down that telephone number. You call me today. I'll be here with you, you, and especially you that's in need. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations is real, and many of us seen and read on how things have turned for those that were evil and how things have turned for those that had that faith in Christ and sat down there and just went through it. Oh, good God. But I'm here to show you how to live here on earth as it is in heaven with just that prayer. When you write me, my friends, you know I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a cross, and a prayer cloth for you to keep. My friends, telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta.
The day of the coach, and then they didn't know which way I was supposed to be and what courtroom I was supposed to be in. You know, that night you was going out of town, you know, you dropping that package. You supposed to be working on the old police thing.
Right, met you on the side of the road.
Right, okay. When he got the cold, I mean, he was all for me, the jury was all for me, the listener was all for me, even the barber claimed I ran him to the telegram pole. He didn't even know what would happen. I don't know where you run me. He said, I can't remember you running me in no telegram pole. He said, because I was speeding and I just lost control of the car.
So he told you, he done turned his story around.
He done even turned his story around.
Jesus Christ.
So when I got there, they told me to be in that courtroom, then they said I wasn't supposed to be in there. They never did call my name. I went downstairs. His computer showed it, but it didn't have the ticket on it. And I went back upstairs, had to go back downstairs, then they sent me to another courtroom. I wasn't supposed to be in that courtroom. By the time we got through, couldn't do nothing, just throw it right on out. There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
So, it was so confused down there, it was just a shame and a pity.
You wasted time.
A waste of time. Thank the Lord, have mercy. I got over the record, I got over these in front of the jury. Thank the Lord.
I believe you.
My friends, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. You spell that G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Right now, we're going to ask you to join us with a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and then we're going to get right back with you, my friends. No matter what you're facing, you too can turn that situation around. Telephone number, friend, write it down. That's 404-212-2444.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. But that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today.